Is this call to order and opening business acceptable to people as it is? Are there any objections or amendments? No objections, so I'll take that as confirmation that that's acceptable. Then there's public comment. Yes, Michael.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can keep it to under half an hour. Half an hour seems like a lot of time to spend on, you know, sort of busy work.
Yes.
But,
yeah. Okay. So are you proposing that we change that, or that we just do our best?
That would be a place to accommodate if you can.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can hear that you're there.
I don't want to change it exactly, but I think if we can try to keep it briefer, we'd be well served if everybody got there on time.
We
started promptly.
Madam Chair, Bella here.
Bella?
30 minutes is a very long time for the opening area, 8 to 8. But remember that there's always a little bit of time spent approving the excused absences. So far, we have two, which seem to be okay. But anyway, I changed that to 15 minutes, and even that is too long. But I changed it from 30 to 15 minutes, and that gives us 15 extra minutes for the agenda, for the rest of the agenda.
That's your proposal?
Yes.
Is there a second to that?
Just ask if there's any objection.
Are there any objections?
The proposal?
We have a motion to change the 30 minutes provided for the opening call to order and opening business to 15 minutes. So is there a second to that motion?
I'd like to amend it to make it 20.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Discussing the agenda. This is Grace. How about we make the opening go from 30 to 20?
So is that acceptable to, that amendment acceptable to Bella?
Sure. Absolutely.
Are there any objections to that? Seeing no objections, we'll amend it to 20 minutes. Then on to item number two, agenda item number two, public comment number one, 7.5 minutes.
Has anybody distributed a draft agenda? I never saw anything.
You need to explain how it was sent. It's in the email.
You won't be able to hear me if we are talking over each other. So, Alan, this is Beth. Janine sent out an email just before the meeting, within an hour or so before the meeting, and there's an agenda attached to that. And that's what we're all looking at. You should be, you were listed on that email, so you should have it there. If you find that, you'll see what we're...
Oh, I'm on this committee. Why didn't I get a copy?
Alan, I see that on the email you were included. Your name is on that email. So if you didn't get it, I don't know why.
Well, whoever sent it, please put my name on the list.
I will resend it, and you'll see that your name is on that list. And you should have gotten a copy. If you didn't get a copy, I don't know why.
I'll send it to you right now, Mr. B.
Thank you, Paul.
Beth, Fred is on the call also.
Yes, thank you. I've got you down now. So on to item number two, a public comment. Number one is listed at 7.5 minutes. If there are no objections, we'll consider that acceptable. Then on to number three, general manager's report and discussion is listed for 30 minutes.
I have a question about that.
Yes.
Because the station is in such terrible financial straits, I don't know, maybe, I'm not suggesting this, I'm just wondering if it might be better to have the general manager speak to us after the treasurer's report and the finance committee report.
Do we have a report from the general manager?
We don't have a written report. He's supposed to attend the meeting and be with us right after the beginning, toward the beginning, at the very beginning.
If we don't have a written report, I think we don't have a report. There's no point in having RO reports. They just waste time.
Well, he might send us a written report. He often does. He just hasn't sent it yet. I guess that the treasurer and even the we could allow some comments from the treasurer.
Michael, go ahead.
This is on the general manager's report.
Maybe we should extend the time for the general manager to 45 minutes or 60 minutes because people will probably want to ask him a lot of questions.
If he doesn't have a written report, I don't think we should give him any time.
Bella, to the staff, please.
Excuse me. Alan, you need to ask for the floor before you speak. Point of order.
Thank you. So do we have a Paul, would you be willing to keep track of a stack?
Sure. Let me get my pen.
Thank you. So there's been a suggestion that we move the treasurer's report and financial, was it both the treasurer's report and finance committee to the in advance of the general manager's report, because actually that conforms more with standard agenda formation than what our usual is. It's standard order in most organizations to start with the financial reports.
Correct.
So, for what it's worth, I think that's a good idea.
What is a good idea?
Grace, do you want to make a motion to that effect?
Okay, I'll make a motion to swap agenda item 8 with agenda item 3.
Okay, now, did you want the entire...
Bella, to the stack, please.
Grace, are you proposing then all the committee reports, including the governance committee? Then not that we'll have that much.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think the other reports. I think he should attend the whole meeting.
I agree, and he will hear that from me.
And hear all the reports, including the director's reports. The only thing that we may want to delay is the PNB committee election, which, to my recollection, we appointed Michael Atkins to replace Michelle on that committee. But I don't really remember.
We
I
did.
I couldn't say that with certainty.
We did.
Janine, are you on?
No.
I had a text from Janine saying, "I'm afraid I can't join in. I can't join the car. I will keep trying. I do know that there is a new Roberts Rules that I will link people to before the meeting on Sunday. It has some online meeting protocols. That's interesting. That would be appreciated to our LSD meeting.
Okay, I will patch in Janine. Okay, I'm gonna patch her in now.
Thank you.
There is
we have a motion on the floor to move item 8 to follow item number 2. So before the general manager's report, do we have a second for that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Who is that seconding, Paul?
Who's that?
I'm sorry, point of order.
Yes?
I think I know. Okay.
Are you here, Janine?
I think it's the swap.
Janine, are you here?
I am.
Okay. Great. We have Janine.
Okay. Thank you. So,
we have a stack?
Yes, you're in the stack, Ms. Bella.
I want to, this is to take care of business first. Janine, are you prepared to take minutes at this point? Janine?
I don't think it's possible for me to adjust the agenda and do the minutes.
Michael,
I haven't ever really kept minutes.
Okay. Michael Novick is adjusting the agenda. Is there someone else that could keep track of who makes motions, who seconds motions, whether they pass or not? That sort of thing. Anybody else who would be willing to?
I can do that. I can do that.
Thank you.
I can do that. Bella here. I can do that.
Yes. Thank you, Bella.
Thank you.
So then we have a motion to move item 8 to follow item number 2 so that we'll have the financial reports before the general manager's report. Is there a second to that motion?
I had a point of order.
Yes?
When Grace originally made the motion, I think she said to swap them. I thought she was saying to move 8 up to 3 and 3 down to 8.
That's correct.
Aha. Okay. So then is there a second to that motion?
No, I second that motion.
Second
is needed in committee.
Okay. Good point.
Want to ask if there's any objection?
Are there any objections to this?
Yes, I have been waiting on a queue.
Okay. All right, then we go to the staff.
Hi, Ms. Bella.
Thank you. It is customary that we get the general manager report and discussion at the very top of the agenda. But in the last 2 years, we have noticed that it is critical to keep track how many times the general manager has not attended the meeting. Now, has anyone received any confirmation that the GM will be attending? That was going to be my initial question earlier on. If anyone has...
Yes.
I am on the floor, and I have the time. Do not interrupt, Ken. So if unless we have... Oh, is this Eric?
What's
going on?
What's the point
I
of order?
No,
Bella, this is Eric. That was Ken. Nothing to do with me.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Bella, that was Ken putting a point of order. I just wanted you to know it was not me.
Thank you. Okay, so because it has been customary to have the general manager at the very top of our agenda, we must keep track when he is in and when he is not. However, the 30 minutes is always subject to be changed. From there, we pull time away, right? 30 minutes is way too long for the general manager. Unless he stays on topic and we allow Q&A. But he normally occupies a great deal of time, eats up into our agenda, and we lose our agenda, and we lose time for Q&A. So we have to be very mindful of that. So I am suggesting we do not make this move. I am fully opposed to it. Thank you.
Ball to the stack.
And Michael's been on the stack for quite a while, too.
Michael? Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So I think there are two different things being mixed up together. One is when to put the general manager report, and the other is how to organize it. I think it makes sense to have the finance report before the general manager's report, and then to give the general manager a period of time within the 30 minutes to make his report, maybe 10 of the 30 for the general manager report, and the other 20 for discussion. So I don't know if that's an amendment to Grace's motion exactly, because there's too many different moving parts there. I don't know how to deal with it. But I don't think we should do all the committee reports prior to the GM report. I think we should do the finance committee report, segue into the general manager report, and reserve the bulk of the time in the general manager report and discussion for the discussion.
The rest of the agenda.
Question about that, Fred? Question about that, Fred? Did you Michael? Did you still want to keep the treasurer's report with the financial, the finance chair report, keep those two together? So the whole finance committee.
Yes, it's confusing because it says treasurer report twice in the draft agenda. So really, it's 8B or 8C on this one is the finance committee, which is the treasurer report and the finance chair report. So I think those reports should come prior to the GM report, maybe for about 10 minutes, and then there should be a substantial period of discussion that includes some of the time that's devoted to the finance committee discussion and some of the time that's devoted to the general manager discussion.
Yeah.
So in relation to Bella's point, I think that we should divide the general manager report and discussion time up so there's a certain amount of time for the general manager and then for the discussion, not necessarily back and forth with the general manager response.
Right. So you're suggesting maybe 10 minutes for the general manager's report and then 20 minutes for the general manager for discussion with the general manager?
Yes.
Are there any objections to that? I'm getting a lot of electronic interference that actually hurts my ears. It's so loud. If there's anyone if someone could please mute their system, we're picking up a lot of electronic interference. If there are no objections to stipulating that the general manager's report will be limited to 10 minutes and discussion will expand with the general manager will expand to 20 minutes, then we'll adopt.
This is Mike, may I speak again? So what I was pointing out is that we have, under the finance committee report, in the committee reports, we have the treasury report, the finance chair report, and then time for discussion.
One moment. We're getting serious. Who is please? Whose connection is that? Can we please mute that?
It may be an artifact that Grace is patching in Janine. So it's probably on speakerphone.
We've done that many times. It doesn't create the kind of problem.
So where is that coming from?
I don't know.
I don't know,
Fred,
but it's...
Can you log into Maestro if you're on the line and see where this is coming from? Fred, are you there?
Hello, Fred here.
Hi,
Fred.
Fred.
Can you log into Maestro and see where all this interference?
I didn't know if this conference was Maestro at all, because I didn't recognize the pin code. Where did Bella get that pin code from?
What's that?
I'll try and log into the Maestro conference and see what's going on.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to suggest.
We have to. Everyone muted.
I would like to suggest. This is Beth sharing. I'd like to suggest that everyone mute their line now, and that we open them one by one as I call you to see if we can identify which line this is. So please, everyone, mute your line now, and I'll call on you one by one to open back up. So, thank you. That did help. Paul, you can unmute and let me know when you're back on. Paul?
Oops. Paul? I'm sorry.
Okay, good. And it doesn't appear to be your line. Michael, can you unmute your line now and we'll see?
Yes, I've unmuted.
Excellent. So it doesn't appear to be your line. Grace?
Okay, I'm unmuted.
Excellent. Okay,
check.
No
is
problem.
Janine on? Janine, are you on? Should be on my line.
Okay. Ken, can you unmute now and check in? So
unmuted.
Excellent. Very good. Alan Beek, can you unmute your
line? Sure, I just unmuted.
Thank you. Excellent. So it's not your line. Eric, can you unmute and check in, please?
Just unmuted.
Excellent. Very good. Brad?
I'm here.
Okay, and it doesn't appear to be your line either. Bella, can you unmute and check in?
Yes, I am unmuted.
And as far as I know, that's everyone we have on the call. And so we still don't know who it was, but it seems to have cleared up the problem.
Beth, I'm on the call. This is Kim, but I've been muted the whole time. Yeah, but I've been muted the whole time, so it's not me.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi. So if we can return to the process at hand. Michael, do you want to correct the language in what was item number 8? To reflect.
Yeah, I'm typing up and I'll send it as it's too complicated to try to explain. I'm typing it and I'll email it to everyone in a second.
I have great confidence in you. So we also want to stipulate then, Michael, for the general manager's report that it start with a 10-minute report from the general manager and go on to 20-minute discussion with the general manager?
Yeah, I'm suggesting more time for discussion because it would incorporate the time that's in the agenda now for the Finance Committee. I'm suggesting that we get the report from the treasurer and the Finance Committee chair, then the general manager, and then having a protracted discussion focusing on the finances. I'll send that in a second.
So you're suggesting that the general manager's report and discussion follow? Excuse me.
Beth?
Ellen Beek on the stack.
I'm Mr. Beek.
We lost Beth.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I just emailed it. My motion.
I was muted. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
What I'm suggesting is that Roman numeral 3 would become the Finance Committee report. That would be divided. It would be 10 minutes divided between the Treasurer and the Finance Committee Chair for 5 minutes each. And Roman numeral 4 would be the General Manager report and a protracted discussion. So the general, that would be a total of 45 minutes, of which 10 would be the General Manager report, and the other 35 would be a discussion of the finance issues that were raised and the rest of the General Manager's report. So I just emailed that to everybody that got the email from Janine, because I just hit reply all on that email about tonight's Governance Committee meeting. So the correction in the draft would include taking out the separate item of the Treasurer's report that's in the draft now, because there's a Treasurer's report and then there's a Finance Committee that also says Treasurer's report. The Finance Committee report includes the Treasurer and the Finance Committee Chair, and then without discussion we would proceed to the GM report for about 10 minutes, and then we would have a 35-minute discussion of all of that.
Okay, this is Beth, and where, okay, please wait, Bella. Where in that list, where in that agenda do you propose we put the public comments, 2 and 3?
Ellen Beek to the stack.
You're on the stack, Mr. Beek, I got you.
I think we have, who do we have on the stack now? Is Bella next?
I was next, and then Mr. B.
Okay. All right.
Bella.
So I think we already addressed the matter of, switching the Treasurer's report with the Director's report. I do agree with Ms. Grace. It is kind of exigent circumstances, and I think it's an opportunity to discuss the financial matters, as well as simultaneously kind of incorporate some, directed questions at him. And that way he can't really, change the conversation. Because like Ms. Bella was saying, a lot of times he'll, just take all the time. So I guess this time hopefully we could be a little more aggressive and maybe interrupt respectfully and, while being civil, still engage him to make sure that we bring up these important matters, particularly the matters related with the budget, because it's a really hard time right now, and this is an opportunity to, number one, have him on the phone, on the call, in a public platform to discuss these pertinent issues.
I'll ask for clarification again about where in this process we want to put public comments number 2 and number 3 before those get lost in the shuffle.
So, Michael, to the stack on that question.
I am on the stack as well.
I haven't forgotten you, Bella.
Yeah, Mr. Big Max, Ms. Bella, and then Michael.
This is Alan Beek. Am I on the stack? Can I get to talk now?
Yes, Alan.
Those pirates that are trying to destroy Pacifica and amend the bylaws and get rid of the local station boards, one of their strongest arguments is that the local station board meetings are so ridiculous and wasteful and altogether laughable. And the reason for that is chiefly that we have all these RO reports. I think we should remedy that by making it a principle that if somebody has something to report to us, they can write it down and send a written report. That way we have time to read it and study it and be ready to ask them significant questions. And the people who can't make it to the meeting will still get the report and will have time to study it and understand it. And so therefore I would like us to adopt the principle that there are no reports unless there is a written report, and that when we have those items on the agenda, the item is simply one of asking questions about the report that we have already held and studied. Thank you.
I second that. We have passed this motion before.
This is Grace for the stack.
Yes, Grace.
There are people ahead of me, I believe.
Yes,
there is a stack. There is a stack.
Yeah, Ms. Bella, Michael, then Ms. Grace.
Thank
Fred
you.
For the stack.
All right.
So, Alan, I fully concur with you. We have strenuously passed this motion. We stress this motion. We have urged everyone to submit their reports prior to our meetings. This is should be mandatory. Should be a mandatory situation. But no one ever answered my initial question at the beginning of the meeting. Has anyone confirmed that the general manager will be attending? That would be number one. If that can be answered, then we would not be wasting so much time. It's already almost 8 o'clock. And the next issue is, I do not want to undo the committee reports block. The committee reports block is neatly listed. Governance committee. The governance committee should not be there, by the way. I don't know how that got in there. That should not be in there. We are the governance committee. The governance committee does not do a report. Then we should have the treasurer's report and the finance report committee. Then we should have the outreach, fundraising, and all the other committees. I still insist that we need to leave the finance, the general manager report at the very top. And the reason being is that if he does not attend the meeting, as he normally does not, then we can dispense of that immediately and take that time and adopt it, reallocate it to the rest of our agenda. Thank you. And we can keep track of whether he's here or not.
So, to respond to your question, Bella, I have not yet had confirmation that he will be there. He's required to be there, so I'm assuming that he will be. I will be contacting him between now and then to confirm that. But unless we hear otherwise from him, he hasn't asked for an excused absence, so I'm assuming that unless he does, that we will be hearing from him, especially in these times. And I will stress to him that it's necessary.
Thank you.
I believe that is an excellent effect.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's Michael. Yeah, so again, to clarify, I did email everybody my motion. I'll explain it one more time. My suggestion is as follows, that Roman numeral 3 after public comment 1 be the Finance Committee report for 10 minutes. That will be broken down to the Treasurer for 5 minutes and the Finance Committee Chair for 5 minutes. Roman numeral 4 would be the General Manager report and discussion for 45 minutes. That will be broken down as the General Manager report for 10 and the discussion for 35, that would incorporate a discussion of the finances from the presentation made by the Treasurer and the Finance Committee Chair. If the General Manager is not there to report, then we would just have 45 minutes to discuss the finances. That's followed by public comment 2, as is currently. Next item would be the Director's report and discussion, followed by public comment 3. If we're doing the PMB committee election, that would be the following item. I think the reason that it's there is because an objection was made by a speaker at the last meeting public comment that we did not have proper notice for the PMB committee election. So maybe we have to do it over. I don't know if somebody made a decision about that somewhere. And then we would be followed by the committee reports, and the committee reports would be outreach, fundraising, programming oversight, and personnel, followed by public comment four. So most of the committee reports would stay where they are, but we would move the finance committee report up prior to the GM, and then extend the discussion time to incorporate discussion of finances and the GM report. All the public comments would stay where they are, one at the beginning, one after the GM report, one after the director's report, and one after the committee reports.
So,
I can't access
that,
Google Doc to edit it. I can't access the Google Doc to edit it, so I'm doing it on the, you know, just the document file that was sent by Janine.
Okay.
I don't have edit access on the Google Doc. I don't know if somebody else does.
I don't. So thank you for that, Michael. And I haven't checked yet. You say that you sent that out, so we should all have that.
I'm checking my email.
Hello, Lawrence.
Yes, I see it.
Hello, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hey, Bella. Hi, Grace. Hi, everyone. Good evening.
Hey.
So, Michael, I haven't gotten the text. Let me test my box to be sure.
I just got it.
You got it?
Yeah. For items 3 and 4.
And I just tested my box, which is apparently open, so I haven't.
I replied all to Janine's original message about the committee, so. So they read something about the committee.
Yeah.
And I
maybe it's in. Who's next on the stack?
Next is Ms. Grace.
Alan Beek, I'd like to ask a question.
A request comes before. I'll yield to Alan.
Okay, Alan, you had a question?
Yes. October 1st is coming soon, and everybody seems to be very anxious to have an official budget that we are using and doing our bookkeeping once its new fiscal year starts. I would think there would be a lot of pressure now to get a budget established, and we would be having some communications from National about that, but I have seen nothing. Is there anything from National that is coming up that we should consider and do or take any kind of action to establish an official budget by October 1st? Is that something that should be discussed on Sunday? I'm off.
That is a very good question.
Threat to the stack.
Yes.
Do I have the floor?
Who's next on the stack, Paul?
It's Ms. Grace.
But Fred can answer. I'll let Fred answer Alan's question before I talk.
Okay. So, Fred, did you want to go ahead?
Yes. I have the floor.
Yes.
Okay. As far as I know, since I'm on the National Finance Committee as treasurer, there's nothing explicit about dealing with the budgets October 1st. I will communicate with the chair of the National Finance Committee and see what the timeline is for the budgets. But in any case, the KPFK budget is not ready even for the National Finance Committee. It's not balanced, and there are many corrections it needs before it could even come to the LSB or go to the National Finance Committee. So that's is where the budget stands at this point in time. I'd just like to make one comment about Alan's request for a written report by the general manager. That's a written report is my preference too, but the history has been that we've very rarely gotten a written report, and we need to get a written report several days before the meeting if one is available. That's all I have to say. I've released the floor.
Bella to the stack, please.
I think Grace was next on the stack.
And Lawrence to the stack, Chair.
I think I was. I ceded to other people, but I was on the stack actually next.
That's. I'm calling on you, Grace.
Thank you. So I think the agenda is good. Yes, the general manager should be expected to give a written report and kind of report.
Uh-oh.
Should send it to the LSB at least a day or two before the meeting so we can review the report and have intelligent questions to ask.
Yeah.
I try to always give a written director's report. So that
yes.
All directors should give a written report, and all committee chairs should give a written report, unless the report is so brief that it's not needed. Treasurer's report certainly should be in writing, and should be sent to the board at least 24 hours before the meeting, so we can review it. And of course, the general manager. So if you could possibly request that of annual. That he sent us a written report. I think that would be helpful.
I shall do so. I'll take this opportunity to say, too, if I could please receive any written report from committee members or committee chairs or other necessary written reports by the end of Friday so that I can put it together and send it out with the agenda on Saturday. To give everyone a full 24 hours to consider it, I would be grateful. And I'll be speaking with the general manager and letting him know that I'm requesting the same from him. So who's next on the stack?
Ms. Bella? Mr. Lawrence?
Thank you. Thank you. It has been historic. That all reports from general managers are submitted in advance of the LSB meeting. This is how it was done years ago. This was done also by Bernard Duncan, whom I never liked, but he did extensive reporting, although his reports were too lengthy. Then Leslie Radford also submitted written reports in advance of the LSB, and she would bring in copies to the meetings. This is nothing new. This is something that is expected from the people that we are paying salary to do their job. This is part of the protocol. This is nothing new. So this must be stressed, and it must be protocol. Thank you.
Lawrence, I think you're next on the stack.
Yeah, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Mr. Vogelson. So I'm Johnny Come Lately. As you all know, I just got here. But I wanted to find out, I wanted to ask my colleague, Grace Aaron, are we going to also provide a report as to the KPFK finances in regards to the National Finance Committee's mandate? I don't know if that's on the agenda. That's what I'm asking.
Just in director's reports, that's all.
Okay. I'll call you later, Grace, tomorrow, so I can
get ahead of it. Very good.
All right.
This is Michael Beckley-Jack.
Michael, go ahead.
So I just resent again as an email a proposed revision of the agenda based on the motion I made earlier about Roman numeral 3 and 4. Maybe if people can check your email and look at that, because I can't edit the Google Doc, but I edited the document that Janine sent, and I embedded the changes I'm suggesting in the email. It comes out to 180-minute meeting. That's 3 hours. So I think that's one advantage. So I'd like to make that as a motion. I hope somebody will second it. And then I think separately we can take up the question of written reports. I think that's a fine idea. I didn't hear any objections to it, but I think it should be a formal motion and then probably has to be adopted by the body, not just the governance committee. So maybe that we need to put governance back on the committee reports with that motion.
Go ahead.
I'd like to second that motion, and I also will provide a written report as a director. But I think everybody should be put on notice that they have to do that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion of that motion? And if not, are there any objections? If there are no objections, then we'll consider it adopted. Now, the second motion, do you want to formalize that motion, Michael?
I was asking for some kind of vote on the agenda thing because it was hanging in the air. But
I think there was no objection. It was seconded, and there was a motion, a second, and there were no objections. So the agenda has been adopted as you submitted it. Now you've suggested also a motion requiring a report. Do you want to formalize that?
From the governance committee.
Yeah. All right. I'll make the motion that we require reports in writing at least 2 days before the meeting.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. But this would be a revision to the agenda because I think then we have to have a governance committee report on the agenda with that motion because I think it has to be adopted by the LSB. So I'll revise that accordingly. We'll add it 5 minutes for that.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections?
This is Eric. Beth, can I just clarify? Are we incorporating Alan's suggestion that the failure to produce a written report would essentially have the consequence of prohibiting the individual from giving an oral report? That may or may not be the right thing to do, but I just can you clarify whether that's part of what we're doing?
That's an excellent question.
Chair, this is Colin.
Maybe we should Okay, go ahead, Lauren.
I would respectfully object to that because, you know, people are living their real lives and maybe something might come up where somebody cannot provide a written report. And to this thing about punishing someone with a sanction like that, I think is a little too heavy-handed. So I think we should request a report and ask them to provide the report. In absence of that, I don't think we should get heavy-handed and start dishing out punishment.
Eric, to the stack again.
Go ahead, Eric.
I just wanted to know if Alan was confining that to the GM report or to all reports, and what he his view is on what the content of what we're about to vote on should be exactly. That's all.
So, Alan? Mr. Beek?
Well, I did not make a motion, but in my opinion, we would be much more efficient if no report means no written report. And if there isn't a written report, there isn't a report. If anybody has anything significant to say to us, they can write it. And that way we will have it where we can study it and understand it, and the people who can't attend the meeting can get it also. I think that people who have extra things they have to say that they weren't able to get into their report, they can ask permission to make a comment at the meeting, but that would happen rather rarely. Thank you.
Bella, to the stack.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I recall that while Mr. Beek is on the line, that he submitted a motion.
Drama queen.
He submitted
a
motion.
She's a drama queen.
Bella, the motion came from Michael.
Alan,
on the personal privilege.
What?
I think the comments that were just made are completely inappropriate and should not have been made. And I would suggest that the member that made them should not do that again.
Thank you.
He's just singing around.
Everybody,
the house.
Everybody's a volunteer, and we're trying to do the best we can.
I don't think he realized he wasn't muted, Lauren.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
So he was watching a telenovela?
Yeah,
it was inappropriate.
It was totally inappropriate. This has happened many times. Okay, so Alan Beek has submitted a motion.
He's not on the call at all at the moment. He went to get some coffee or something.
Okay, whatever. It came from his line and his voice.
This is the chair. It was Alan Beek who raised the point initially. He didn't do so as a motion. The motion came from Michael.
Okay, but you are interrupting me, and I have the floor. I have been interrupted a few times already. So if I may. Thank you. Alan Beek had submitted a motion to the governance committee or to the LSB. He did it to both bodies. I suggested to him that he send it to the governance committee. He then responded and he said he's submitting it to the LSB. I would like for us to save plenty of time at this moment and have Alan Beek go over that, and if he's going to submit it at the LSB, that is going to make us spend time over and above what we have already allocated. And that is the reason why I'm bringing this up. So if somebody can acknowledge, if you can acknowledge Alan Beek, so he can address that. If he does not wish to address it, that's fine. But it's a lengthy motion. I had one too, and I pulled it away. So now is Alan Beeks.
I think I'm being asked to speak.
I submitted my motion in writing so everybody can see it. I gave the arguments for it, and everybody has time to say things about it to the governance committee if they want to, or to let the chair know that they have arguments they would like to make at the LSB meeting. If people who want to speak either pro or con will let the chair know, she can fit them into the agenda so that we'll have appropriate discussion.
But that is an item that needs to be incorporated into the agenda, unless you bring it up arbitrarily during the agenda. So that's
so,
the point I'm making.
So,
Chair, the request for information, Lawrence.
Lawrence, go ahead.
So my question is the idea of putting something on the agenda becomes policy, or does it have to be ratified by the LSB?
It's
the motion, I'm addressing my comments to the chair. So, for instance, a motion is made in this governance committee that something gets put on the agenda, it still has to be ratified, right, by the local station board members, right?
Right.
Okay. Chair, was that you?
No, that was not me. I'll admit that the process is still new to me, and so I'm not as familiar with the details as I will be by Sunday morning. If there are those with previous experience with that, I'd appreciate guidance on
Bella,
that.
Bella, to the stack, please. Bella,
I still have the floor, Bella. I'm sorry.
Bella, you've had the floor numerous
times. I still have the floor, I believe, Chair. I just asked you a question.
Okay. Yes.
So it is my understanding as a experienced member of the local station board is that everything that's put on the agenda, if it's a motion, it has to be voted up or down by the members of that of the board.
The board as a whole, or does it have to come through a committee?
I'm sorry, Chair, I didn't hear you.
On the agenda.
Bella, please let the chair speak, Chair. Chair, please speak.
Thank you. So the procedure is for a motion to go initially to a committee and have to be passed there and before it can be
actionable.
Actionable in the full board. Is my understanding correct?
Yes.
Bella,
Michael,
so
making a lot of noise.
The procedure here
Ken
would be
to the stack, please.
To consider Mr. Beek's motion here within the governance committee and to pass it on up through the LSB only if it passes the governance committee. Is my understanding correct?
That
any committee that makes a motion has to be
right.
Passed at
you
the LSB. That's my argument.
Paul, who do we have on the stack now?
Oh, we have Ms. Bella, Michael, and Mr. Ken. Mr. Ken hasn't spoken at all, so he probably should go first.
Right. Bella, if I have to try to talk over you, I'm going to cough and cough and cough, and I can't do it.
I am not making that noise.
You're talking. Thank you. I'm going to ask whoever has the noisy connection, please to mute so that we can all hear.
I just
what
muted
we're doing.
Fred here. I just muted a phone number 4089.
Okay, I don't know who that is. Thank you. And so Ken hasn't spoken yet, so he's next to the stack.
4089 is Ken.
Ha!
So he
can't. He's the one that makes all the noise.
No. No, he was unmuted.
This is Ken. I don't believe I've been muted.
Okay. Well, then you have the floor, Ken. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're proposing an agenda that has to be approved by the LSB. Every meeting, there's a question after the agenda's been distributed as part of the open business. Is there any objections to the agenda? Does anybody move to approve the agenda? Somebody can decide to make a motion to change the agenda or limit something and so forth and so on. Any motion that's brought up, a member can make a motion to table it or postpone it. This is just normal parliamentary procedure. There's nothing to discuss here. If we want to put a motion on the agenda originated from the governance committee, we can. There's nothing special going on here. Nothing ever takes effect unless approved by the LSB. All subcommittees serve at the will and pleasure of the LSB. They have no authority to do anything official beyond getting approval from the LSB. Of course, you know, you can break that law. You know, the finance committee sends emails to the ED, to the GM or whatever. Fine. But generally speaking, in terms of setting policy, obviously it has to be approved by the LSB. So I don't know what this whole discussion is here. And then the other thing was, would please all of the members, or all of the members, because I know 99% of the members here are willing to follow proper decorum, but please, all of the members, don't interrupt. What you say is very important. That's fine. Write it down. Send an email. Carve it in stone. But stop enforcing your opinion on everybody, if anybody's doing that. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. But if you are, please, just go out and have a sarsaparilla and relax. That's all. Thank you.
I believe Michael was next.
Yeah, I have a point of information. It seems to me we're discussing some motion from Alan Beek that Bella thinks should be on the LSB agenda, and I'm not clear what motion that is that we're talking about.
As I understand it, I received a couple of emails from Mr. Beek earlier this week, with a proposal. And so, Alan, are you requesting that be on the LSB agenda on Sunday? Is that your request, Mr. Beek? Are you muted? Well, evidently, we've lost Mr. Beek.
I want to speak about the parliamentary procedure. May I speak about it?
I was asking if you are requesting that the motion that you emailed out earlier this week, are you requesting that be on the agenda for Sunday?
Of course. It has to be, because every member of an assembly has the right to make a motion. I am a member of the LSB, and I have made the motion. So the LSB must consider it. They can, of course, immediately table it and do nothing more with it, or they can amend it. They can make a substitute motion. There are a lot of things they can do with it, but it must get on the agenda. As a courtesy, I let the governance committee know it was coming so they could find the right place to put it in the agenda.
That's why I ask now, because that's what we're doing, is the agenda formation. So,
could somebody please clarify my point of information on what is the motion?
The motion I'm referring to is the one to create a continual town hall blog.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Correct me if I'm mistaken, but wouldn't that come under new business?
Yes, it would.
We already have an agenda item for new business, right? And
yes.
We can place that item there. Is there any objections to that?
No.
Okay, then. Mr. Beek's motion is listed as item number A under new business. Thank you. Is there anything else we need to clarify yet tonight about Sunday's agenda?
Eric, to the stack also. So where we left off before the detour we just took was whether or not to include some particulars that Lawrence thought would be ill-advised. And I don't know whether Alan, I guess he did chime in favor, but just was wondering if somebody could just read back for my benefit what we were about to vote on in relation to this either, I guess, just an expectation about written reports, or whether we were going to include any piece at all in the what we're asking LSB to ratify.
Yes, that's all.
I can address that.
I was the maker of the motion. I sent it to everybody electronically.
Yes.
Move that the LSB require all reports by the officers, directors, committees, and general manager be submitted in writing electronically at least 2 days before the LSB meeting, period. That's the motion.
I got it.
And
that's from the governance committee.
Yeah.
What would be the position then? So the position is that if we don't receive a written report ahead of time, we don't address that issue at that meeting?
That's not in the motion.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that. What?
That's not addressed in the motion. It says require all reports. I don't know how people want to interpret that.
Right. And so... in essence, you're saying that your motion doesn't address Eric's question. Is that right?
No, it does not.
There's no language about a denial of agenda status to unwritten reports, no. It does say we require all reports to be submitted electronically 2 days before the meeting.
So if the board chose to request an oral report in the absence of a written report, we would still be within our rights to do that. There's nothing in your motion that would prevent us from doing that. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Is there any other further discussion about this item from anyone else?
I am on the staff, Bella.
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate Michael's motion. I support it. But I also fully agree with Lawrence. We cannot deny people to bring in a report, an oral report at the meetings. So... you know, this is not, it's just a protocol. It's just, you know, it's not to be, it's just a protocol. That's all it is. It's just to instill disciplinary measures onto different people. I want to go back to the issue of the motions that you asked the question, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, anyone can propose a motion to the table.
I understand that, Lord.
Hello?
I understand that.
Okay.
We've covered
anyone
that.
Anyone can bring a motion at the LSB meeting. However, if we know in advance what the motions are, then we can allocate our time scheme. And that is all I was addressing earlier, having to do with Mr. Beek's motion. But anyone can bring a motion during the LSB meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, then we have a motion before us. Do I remember this has been seconded? Yes?
I would like to stress, please, that the chair makes sure that the public can be notified with the call-in credentials ahead of time in advance.
Bella, that's out of order. That's not what we're doing right now. Right now, we're taking care of this motion.
Okay.
I agree that that's an important point, but that's not what we're talking about right now. Right now,
we're trying to.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So, remind me who seconded this motion. Was there someone who seconded this motion?
Bella.
Okay, then the motion's been made and seconded and discussed. Is there any opposition to this motion? If not, then we'll consider it adopted. So you sent me that language, I think, Michael. We have it. Yes, moved. That got it. Okay, then. And so, Eric, has your question been adequately addressed?
Michael addressed it. We're not taking any position or action one way or another. It's a requirement.
Right.
And that's all it is at the moment. But there's no enforcement or of any kind that I see attached to it. Michael said that was not the intent. So I'm satisfied with what we've just done. I understand what we've done, I think. That's all.
Okay, thank you. I think it was a good question. Good to clarify so we know, so that we're clear what we're doing. So now then, is there anything else that anyone sees that we need to take care of yet this meeting?
This is Kim, Beth. I'd like to make a comment, if I could.
Go ahead, Kim.
You know, the Finance Committee is working on a budget. We don't have one yet. But looking ahead to when we have one, back in the old days when we gave time to finance matters, and when I was treasurer, and even when Michael Novick was treasurer, we would schedule a special meeting to deal with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just one meeting, go over the budget, line by line, you know, explanations with the GM and all that stuff. So I can't predict when we're going to get a budget. I'm working very closely, you know, with the GM. We still have a bunch of, like, unknowns. Still, so I can't predict when we're going to have it. But that's something to consider going forward, scheduling that kind of a meeting.
Okay, if that's been the tradition, the historical...
Well,
then...
it hasn't happened for the last 4 or 5 years. I think it's a tradition to maybe bring back, since it is a primary matter, a primary issue.
If you reach that point, then let me know and I'll contact the others. Is it the officers? Who is required to call a special meeting?
I think the LSB has to decide to do that, like when's a good date, or and perhaps I will have more information by the weekend. I don't know, but
no doubt there are already protocols in place for how we call a special meeting, and I will refer to those before I need to implement them.
The only difference between a special meeting and a regular meeting is that means it's a one agenda item. You don't do minutes from previous meetings. You don't do anything except for deal with the budget. So either you can schedule it for the next regular LSV meeting or a separate meeting. That's the only sort of unknown. But
Lawrence to the stack.
Fred was first. Go ahead, Fred.
Sorry about that. I was got a call.
The only comment I have to make is the timeline should be sometime for Kim's budget. This timeline should be sometime in October, maybe as late as November. But that time frame seems appropriate.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And then Bella, briefly.
That is correct. Kim is absolutely correct. And sadly, this has not taken place in the last several years. So, yes. So, but I disagree with Fred. We need to bear in mind that we are in a very difficult situation, in a very unique situation financially. So, as a chair.
Hello?
As the chair, you can bear in mind that we may need to call a special session sometime in the near future. And Kim will let us know. Yeah, right.
Chair,
thank
Lawrence
you.
To the stack.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. I think we should prepare ourselves to have a meeting in October or November. It should be a Zoom meeting. This way people could see some of the PowerPoint, some of the slides in the Zoom. And I believe that we should tentatively schedule it for when the budget is ready, whether it be in October or November. We should schedule it for possibly a week before the October LSP or a week before the November LSP. So that's my proposal, Chair. And that it be Zoom, that we arrange a Zoom meeting for that particular special meeting.
Okay. I think it's a useful suggestion. I think until we know we're closer to the date, we're not in a position to actually schedule it yet. I think it makes sense.
Chair. I'm not saying to schedule it. I'm saying before we become reactive, that we become proactive and prepare ourselves to have such a meeting.
Understood.
Thank you.
Good advice.
And that's my proposal.
Okay. All right. Well, Kim, thank you for the heads up. I'll be prepared for this. I'll look into what it takes to set us up to have a Zoom meeting with call-in credentials posted online well ahead of time so that everyone's able to take part. So at this point, then, is there anything else we need to cover yet tonight?
Can I be recognized for a brief moment with regard to the minutes that we're going to be approving on Sunday?
Go ahead, Eric.
I noticed in the email Janine sent at 6:42, I clicked on the draft minutes of the 8:16 meeting, and it has a misprint of some type because it brings up an item of business from a previous month. My name is mentioned, so I wanted to just make sure that doesn't get imported somehow. I don't recognize it as being accurate with regard to the August minutes. It goes back to the couple of months before, which people may recall the kind of dramatic motion we had there, I guess, dramatic meeting. Could somebody address that before Sunday? So, and when do we get a copy of the minutes that we're being asked to approve? Is that usually the day before?
My recollection is that there's been a backlog we've been working through, and that there hasn't been a standard time. We're still working toward getting current, staying current. So I don't think we have an established time yet. But is Janine still on this call at all or connected to the call? If not, I need to get to with her anyway, and I will raise the issue with her. I think you have her contact information. I think you should feel free to contact her directly with any corrections, and if we both follow up on it, then hopefully by Sunday. Actually, we should probably do that by Friday, so that whatever I have in hand on Saturday will be correct.
If I may, this is Eric.
Yeah.
15-second reply. I think it's a template. It doesn't look like it was meant to be the real minutes. It looks like a little patchwork template of what the minutes would look like when they are eventually prepared. But since that item was left in,
for that clue.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
I will check in with her. Thank you for that. Thank you. Is that everything then? Is that anything else?
Can we adjourn?
Michael?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that in the draft agenda I just sent around, under closing business, I added announcements, because that was another practice that we used to have, is that members of the LSC could announce upcoming events, and I think we should resume that to within the same 5 minutes.
Yes, I agree.
If there are no objections, then I think that's a good idea. And hearing none. Consider that adopted. Unless I hear that there's anything else we need to address, then I will declare the meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you, everybody.
I sent the doc version and an email version of the revised agenda, 185 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Great meeting, Beth.
Thank you. Good night. I'll get better.
Good night, all.
Good night. Thank you, Alan.